This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. For the third time, the Fayetteville Planning Commission is tabling any decisions regarding the expansion of Morgan Manor, a public housing complex in South Fayetteville. The Fayetteville Housing Authority is asking the Planning Commission to approve the construction of two apartment buildings on several acres of existing land at Morgan Manor. The apartment buildings would replace another public housing complex called Willow Heights, which the Housing Authority says is in great disrepair. The Housing Authority has entered a contract with a private developer interested in buying the Willow Heights property for $1.25 million. The additional apartments at Morgan Manor would include 58 units, and everyone who lives in the 40 units at Willow Heights is guaranteed a place to live at the new complex if they wish to move. New construction would cost $6 million, and it would be funded by the Low Income Tax Credit Program through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The sale of Willow Heights has been met with opposition from some Fayetteville residents who argue the area should be rehabilitated. Fayetteville Housing Authority Executive Director Denise Smiley says a consultant brought in by the agency estimated the immediate rehab costs at Willow Heights about $2 million without taking into consideration long-term costs. She says Mayor Lionel Jordan asked the city's Building Safety Director Mark Whitaker for an estimate on those costs, and that estimate came back $2 million higher than the Housing Authority estimate. The city of Siloam Springs is seeking input from residents about an update to the city's code regarding manufactured homes and developments featuring manufactured homes. The proposed revisions can be found at the city's website, siloamsprings.com, under the Planning tab. Comments are being accepted through August 4th. The Fort Smith Regional Airport will use more than $3 million to construct an aircraft rescue and fire building. The grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation was announced yesterday and directs $3.1 million to the Fort Smith Airport. It helps relieve stress created after the Air Guard 188 changed missions and an agreement for the 188th to provide fire services to the airport ended. El Dorado, Monticello, and Texarkana airports also received grant money from the federal government in yesterday's announcement. Talk Business and Politics reports J.B. Hunt in Lowell is buying a Houston-based carrier, Special Logistics Dedicated. The publication reports if the deal is finalized, it would be the first acquisition of another company by J.B. Hunt since 1991. The Arkansas Lottery reports an Arkansas-only game is now at its highest potential payoff ever. The Natural State jackpot game is worth $420,000, according to lottery officials. The game was launched in the fall of 2012 and operates as a one-state game similar to the National Powerball Lottery. And a man accused of destroying Arkansas's Ten Commandments monument could face up to 10 years in prison under charges announced yesterday. Michael Hiblin from our partner station KUAR in Little Rock has more.
Pulaski County Prosecutor Larry Checkley says he plans to charge Michael Tate Reed with first-degree criminal mischief, which is a felony. State Capitol Police say Reed intentionally crashed his vehicle into the Ten Commandments monument less than 24 hours after it was erected. Reed was also arrested for destroying Oklahoma's Ten Commandments monument at its Capitol, but wasn't charged in that case. His sister has said her brother suffers from schizoaffective disorder. An attorney for Reed wasn't immediately available for comment. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will face their cross-state rivals again tonight in North Little Rock. Last night, the Arkansas Travelers defeated the Nats 4-3.